There's often a lot of confusion around brand stores, storefronts, and display names. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. In this video, I'm going to teach you how to set your storefront name, not to be confused with your brand store, and I'll explain the difference. So these are your brand stores. This is not what I'm going to be talking about today, but because I have to explain the difference, I'm going to show you. So a brand store, amazon.com/ageofsage, goes to a brand store. However, I had a question that came in on the YouTube channel today. And by the way, if you have any questions about how to do anything in Amazon, leave a comment. I will create a video if I don't have one, or if you ask a question, I'll direct you to one of my other 800 videos. So if you want to know how to set your storefront name, you're going to go over to Account Info, put your cursor on Settings in the top right, go to Account Info. You're then going to go to Display Name, and that will pull up this screen here. Finally, you're going to enter in to edit display name, and this will bring you to this particular front. So in here, this is the same location to edit display name as it is to edit storefront link. I'll put a direct link to this up in the top of the comment section as well as the top of the description. So if you just want to click directly in here, that's fine. And you can have a custom display name that's totally separate from your URL. So keep in mind, this is case sensitive. So when you're trying to set this, I do recommend that you match these. And a lot of people don't know about their storefront link because it's kind of a defunct area that's not used very often. So if you're an actual user, a buyer that is on Amazon.com, how would you access the storefront and how is that different than the brand store? I'll show you. So if we go into a random item, this is one of my Age of Sage products. I launched this back in May, generated about 144K in 3 weeks with no external traffic, no review generation whatsoever. Really successful product launch. You might want to check that out. So if you look on the far hand right, you're going to be able to see ships from Amazon and sold by Momster. This link right here, the sold by, is the storefront link. And although it doesn't match in the top here, if you were to type it in based on what's typed in here, it would load this product page. And in here, you can see all of the products that are sold by this particular storefront. So you can see I've recently launched some Sage, some smudge kits. By the way, these were the number one new release in Incense. We just launched those a couple weeks ago. That launch has also been going great. My daughter's name is Sage, which is why I launched that. She's two now. And so that's how a user would get there. And again, not the same as a brand store. A brand store is curated, controlled by you as the Amazon seller. So you can come in and edit this store, this brand display page. You have no control, however, over your storefront beyond setting the URL or the link. When somebody clicks in here, they're going to be able to go wherever they want, returns, shipping, policies, help, gift wrap, products. You can set some of the text for those settings, but you can't curate anything. You can't curate like, okay, I want which items to show up first. They do generally show some of the more popular stuff towards the top here. So our soaps, also another item we just launched, also very popular, some of the top men's soaps coming up on Amazon. So you can see all the products here, which is an old school version. So the storefront link, this has been around for like a decade. Brand stores, I'm trying to remember exactly when those came out. It feels like about 4 or 5 years ago off the top of my head. And they never defunct the storefront at all. So it does cause some confusion. But there is a difference between your display name and your storefront link. The display name, if we go back to one of these listings here, is the sold by Momster right there. That is the display name. And when you click that, that goes to the storefront link. So hopefully that's you can keep all that straight. I know it's a little tricky. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. We have 800 videos on every topic. If you want to learn more about brand registry, maybe you need a trademark, click on these videos next.